gunfire in Nigeria. No, not Boko Haram jihadists causing more mayhem, but hired thugs disrupting an opposition rally. Elections in Nigeria are often chaotic, and the incumbent always wins. But this time, it's a real contest, and there's a chance President Goodluck Jonathan could be booted out of power. Thousands of supporters turn up in a stadium in Lagos to cheer on the candidate of the opposition alliance. Only in Nigeria could the man promising change be a 72-year-old former military dictator.
There's been a military coup in Nigeria. An army brigadier, in a broadcast on Lagos radio, said the civilian government of President Shagari was inept and corrupt.
December the 31st, 1983, and the military personalities behind the coup appointed General Muhammadu Buhari as head of state.
Fellow Nigerians, it is with humility and deep sense of responsibility that I accept this challenge and call to national duty.
Muhammadu Buhari promised to rescue Nigeria, which was in economic turmoil. People's rights were trampled as excessive force was used. Some accused drug dealers were executed on the beach, and thousands were arrested over allegations of corruption. I've come to meet a man who can shine a bit of light on just how bad things were for some people during General Buhari's military rule. I've come to the marina area of Lagos. There are some huge ships that have docked there. There's also a large oil rig that's being serviced. I'm right next to the big grey and white Anglican church, which is a real landmark of this city. Outside the gates of the church here, there are people selling all sorts. There's a woman who's just setting up an umbrella and hanging different handkerchiefs, coloured handkerchiefs on the end of it. And right next to the church is where Yemi Adefulu runs his legal practice. Back in the 1980s, when General Buhari seized power, he worked in the government in Ogun State. He was the equivalent of a state minister. But then his life really turned upside down. He says he committed no crime, but he was accused of corruption and was imprisoned for 18 months.
I was looking forward to a long political career. So not only had that been truncated, suddenly the job was over, and there was such euphoria about the corrupt politicians having been toppled and all that. Nobody even knew whether at some stage they would just line us up and just shoot us. You know, there was mob mentality.
You couldn't see your family, you had young children?
I had young children that I loved, you know, my wife, I couldn't see. I had to be sending notes secretly to smuggling them out from day to day. But you were there for an indefinite period.
Because there was no trial?
There was no charge, there was no accusation, not to talk of a trial.
At the time, did you blame General Muhammadu Buhari?
No, of course. I blamed him, blamed all of them. We blamed the military. They were just opportunists. Some rabble-rousers. That was our feeling.
30 years on now, and I understand you're going to go and put your thumbprint next to the picture of General Buhari on the ballot paper. It seems strange that you'd go and vote for the man you could call your jailer.
Well, it may be strange to you, but 30 years indeed is 31 years. But that's a long time in the life of a nation, not to talk of in the life of an individual. Yes, it starts with revulsion. It starts by saying that, under no circumstance, you know, will I vote for this man. I'm close on 70, so it's not about me anymore. It's about our children. It's about the legacy that we're going to leave for the future. I'm genuinely concerned about the way this country has gone, the moral depravity in the system, the monumental corruption and lackluster leadership. And all of that has to stop.
While the nation was still grieving over the blast in Yobe, news of yet another bombing came in from Kano, where two male bombers...
More bad news today from northeast Nigeria. President Jonathan's handling of the Boko Haram insurgency is another reason why he's lost support. For the past 6 years, the crisis has grown. The jihadists have killed thousands of people, forced 1.5 million to flee their homes, and hundreds of schoolchildren have been kidnapped. The government's response has been seen by many as woeful. The Chibok girls, who were seized from their boarding school, have been missing now for over 10 months. But President Goodluck Jonathan still has considerable support. At this rally, people show their passion for him.
He has the power, he has the charisma, so that's why we have to vote for him and support him in everything he will do. We support him.
With a tight race for the presidency comes a great deal of tension, especially as the two main candidates are from either side of the religious divide. Nigeria's National Human Rights Commission is extremely worried. It says 58 people have already been killed in pre-election violence, and those are just the cases it knows about. The Commission's Tony Ojukwu blames the politicians for ensuring that there's a culture of impunity.
Most people who are indicted or implicated in one election violence is in or not. They go home scot-free. There's nothing.
There are never any trials.
There are no trials after the last election reform panel recommended that an election offences tribunal should be set up. Of course, you know this is not in the interest of politicians because they are the major violators, so they never set up that panel. They go untried. Nothing happens to them.
These are incredibly expensive elections. With voting postponed by 6 weeks, it gets increasingly difficult for the opposition to fund its campaign. Not a problem for the government with its deeper pockets. Dr. Bawa Abdullahi Wase of the Network for Justice says the politicians are simply desperate for power.
Shamelessly, you will discover politicians distributing money, even at the election venue. I have a friend who is a serving member of the National Assembly. He was telling me that for somebody averagely to clinch onto a seat of House of Representatives, not Senator, he needs a minimum sum of 200 million naira.
So that's $1 million you need to have to throw away.
Absolutely. And that is why when they get into office, instead of them concentrating to offer services to the people, they continue to amass the wealth, the total budget, because they know the next election they will have to spend more than what they have spent in this election. It's not an allegation. We have proofs to that.
The elections have been delayed once already, and some are suspicious that there could be more meddling ahead by powerful personalities who'll do anything to stop the governing party being voted out. There is an ominous cloud of uncertainty hanging over Nigeria.